Hallelujah. So, prayer or supplication is the title. And let's just start with the first question. We are teaching and then I'll do some preaching. What is supplication? When we say supplication, it's a type of prayer. By the way, I hope you realize that not all prayers are the same. I remember attending a church in the past and someone said, you know, all you have to do all the time is just pray like a little child. I didn't read that in the Bible. Bible says you should take the kingdom of God like a little child. It's talking about humility. It's talking about innocence. Yeah? It's talking about, you know, your the enthusiasm. It did not say you should pray. like at least there are things that you need maturity in. You cannot be a child in everything. Yeah? You cannot be crawling about, yeah, in everything. There's a time to run. There's a time to soar. Hallelujah. Now, there are different types of prayer. Yeah? The simplest type of prayer you can have is a prayer of praise and thanksgiving. If you cannot master that one, you have not started prayer. Amen? It's simple. He said, enter his gates with what? Thanksgiving. And come into his courts with what? Praise. It's simplest. That's the entry point. That's why you are not thankful. Yeah? You have not yet started ascending the heights of prayer. Amen? You must learn to be thankful. Yeah? Simple things. It's not so much stress. You don't need so much intensity to thank God. It's simple. Amen? It just needs to flow from a grateful heart. And sometimes you can sing a song. Amen? You can do what? God doesn't mind your voice. He gave you that voice. You know, the voice is the best instrument. Yeah? All the other ones are just noise. The voice is the best instrument. And God wants to hear your voice. You sing a song and say, thank you, Lord. You find something to thank God for. Yes, you may not have all you desire. Yeah, but you must look back and see how God has helped you. Sometimes you just to reflect on the mercy of God. Amen? Have you ever looked back in the past and remember some times where you missed it or almost missed it? But God did not allow your life to be crushed. Some people's lives have been crushed over because they made the same mistake you made. But the devil took advantage and they did not survive it. Amen? They did not survive it. Hallelujah. They are not in church today. But by the mercy of God, you are still standing. You are still surviving. Yeah? Yeah? You will reflect on that and you give thanks. Simple prayer. There's nobody that has nothing to thank God for. If you have nothing to thank God for in the present, you ought to have something to thank God for from the past. Hallelujah. 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 So it's simple. Then the other type of prayer is praise, like I said, thanksgiving and praise. In thanksgiving, you're thanking God for what he has done as a personal experience. Yeah? But in praise, you're praising God for who he is as a general experience. There are some things that God is that is irrespective of your own experience. For example, God is love or God is loving. Whether you experience it or not does not change the fact that God is loving. God is holy. Yeah, whether that fell on your good side or your bad side, God is what? Holy. You should be grateful that God is holy. You should be grateful that he's righteous. You should be grateful that nobody can go to God and corner God. And poison God's mind against you. You know, someone goes to God and say, God, don't mind him. He's not a good person. And God believes them and start treating you as a bad person. Thank God that God is not like that. Amen. God is just. Amen? We all have access to God. No one can corner or colonize God. Amen? That's something to praise God for. God is a righteous judge. Amen? When God judges, he's fair. Yeah? He's more than fair. Yeah? He's not biased by any form of, you know, characteristics. He will treat you fairly. Yeah? You praise God because he's holy, he's righteous, he's just. Another one is God is faithful. If God said to you, I will do this, yeah? He will do it. Amen? The only times you don't see God doing what he said he would do is if it was conditional. If God could say to you, if you do this, I will do this. Now, if you didn't do that, then you don't expect God to do that because he told you the condition. But even then, he gives you mercy. Amen? He doesn't always give you what you deserve. People talk about, oh, is this what I deserve in life? You don't want God to give you what you deserve. Yeah, if God gave you what you deserve, you will know that you shouldn't be standing. Amen? So I don't tend to say that statement. I just tend to be grateful. I tend to what? To be grateful. Hallelujah. Simple prayer. But the prayer does not stop there. You can't spend all your time just thanking God and praising God. Yeah, you have to move to other types of prayer. There's a prayer of faith. Yeah? In prayer of faith, it's simple prayer really because you have faith. Your faith is strong. Yeah? So it's a simple transaction. See, when you're in faith, prayer is a simple transaction. Let me give an example. Imagine that, who's your best friend? Look around and tell me your best friend. I need an example. Just pick, for the sake of picking. Just look, no. Look for a sister. You have to buy a special, drink. So, your best friend, you have a good relationship, yeah? You are in very good terms, yeah? Now you have a need, which you know that, you know, what you need, she has it, yeah? She has it, yeah? And you know the time that she's home, you know the time that she's not at work, yeah? What do you need to do? You will just go, based on relationship, and knock, and then, what will you do? Will you kneel down and rub yourself on the floor? And what will you do? Simple conversation. He said to say, "Hey, P. P is for Pinky." Yeah. Yeah. I need blah, 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 blah. You have a relationship. The time is good. The place is good. There's no hindrance. It's a simple conversation. It's a simple transaction. That's prayer of faith. Faith is the relationship. Yeah? In the prayer of faith between you and God, because the faith is there, relationship is established, there's nothing between you, the time is good, whatever, you're just gonna ask, "Father, I need so and so." Or if I'm praying for someone for healing. Yeah? In the prayer of faith, just like I did earlier, it's just, you know, crying and begging. No. It's just, you know, it's straightforward. There's a relationship called faith. Yeah? You download simple. It's like you have internet connection. Your internet connection is good. Downloading is easy. Amen? In fact, depending on the speed of your connection, downloading can be very fast. "Oh, the file is so large." It depends on the speed of your connection. Amen? If the speed of your connection is very good, yeah, even a large file can be easy. Amen? That's prayer of faith. Yeah? All the conditions are right. Relationship is in gear. Yeah? There's no hindrance. It's easy. But that's not the type of prayer. There are other types of prayer. There are now conditions that are not right. There are circumstances that are not right. There are things that are out of scope. Yeah? So let's talk about your best friend again. Yeah? See your best friend there? Yeah? See your best friend? Okay. Now, she has gone to work now. She's not at her workplace. And you need that, whatever you need, which is at home. Yeah? And also, in our workplace, they have some rules on when they can receive visitors or talk to anyone. Yeah? And you need to have that need. How do you go about it now? It's going to be tricky. Why? Because the circumstances have become, more difficult. See, you can see that there's a more intense conversation. Yes, because the circumstances are not straightforward. Amen. When circumstances are not straightforward in life, when difficult situations arise beyond your level of faith, you see, everyone here, yeah, you have a level of faith. Some people's level of faith is higher than others. Yeah? You know why it's higher? It's not that, it's not God, it's you. So if you spend more time with the Word of God, giving it more attention. It's not just the time you spend, but the attention. Your faith will rise. If we spend more time in fellowship, you know, there's somebody that come to church just once a month. Their level of faith can never be the same as the person that comes to church every week. Yeah? It's just simple that they're not having enough engagement. "Oh, someone is a faith giant. and they used to have a lot of faith, you know, 4 years ago. They went with a pastor. But something happened. Lockdown. Yeah? Then they stopped attending church. Their faith will go down. They will still be thinking they have it, but they don't have it. You see, in spiritual things, you can progress and you can regress. I know that as a pastor. If you stop engaging, yeah, you will regress. Yeah? The time you used to spend for prayer, you start watching movies. Christian movies. I'm talking to myself. Hallelujah. Until the Holy Spirit wakes you up. I said, what's wrong with you? Amen. I still have a quiet time. Now after quiet time, I go and watch what? A Christian movie. Amen. But this didn't remember, but there was a time that extra hour you go and use to pray in tongues. That extra hour you stop praying in tongues, something is lost. Amen. But the people around you may not challenge you to it. But if you want to move forward, because I told you that if you are stagnant spiritually, yeah, you are not actually standing still. You are regressing. Because life keeps moving. The challenges you overcame yesterday may not be the challenges you are facing today. Because life keeps what? Moving. Hallelujah. Like when you were in school, in secondary school or uni. Anybody in secondary school? College? Some of the challenges you are facing at that age are not the same. Now, if I ask my son now the challenges, the challenges, you know, adults, you will just laugh like, what was the big guy? I mean, like when I was in secondary school, for example, you know, it was a boarding school. One of the challenges would be, you know, what type of food will they serve us in the dining hall? Will it be good? Will it taste well? Will it be sufficient? Yeah? And because you had no control, you're not the one producing the food, you were just at their mercy. That was a challenge, yeah? And then you're thinking, oh, my parents should visit and send me food and say, but that's different from when you're an adult and you're the one buying the food, cooking the food, traveling to Rome and looking at your son. You know, there are different challenges. Amen. And that's why you cannot be stagnant. You are supposed to grow. As time is growing, you ought to grow. If you don't keep moving forward spiritually, yeah, if you are stagnant, it's regression. Because you will not position yourself for the greater challenges that life will present. They come with, you know, these challenges comes with growth. Someone say, you know what, I want to be promoted. Yeah? Let's get promotion. What type of promotion do you want? Anybody wants promotion? Let's see whether you have vision here. Anybody wants promotion? Yeah? Anybody ready to stick their neck out and tell me they want promotion? Tell me what type of promotion they want. Come on, help me. We will not declare your name. Okay, good. Promotion, yeah? So in the most anonymous way you can say, what do you want to move on to from what? Just in the most unassuming way you can say it so that.
No, I don't think I want to be a
director. What? Say that again.
I don't want to be a director.
Okay, she wants to be promoted. No, she wants to be promoted to a director.
No, I don't
want to be. She's had a double think. Yeah. Okay, let's assume for a moment that she wants to be promoted to a director. No. Okay. Let's assume for a moment that somebody somewhere wants to be promoted. Yeah? From, is it a manager to a director? I don't know. You help me with the terms. Manager, director, I don't know which one is higher. Amen? So a director is like you have more what? What are the gains? If you are promoted from a manager to a director, what are the possible gains?
Finances.
Any other gain?
You can delegate more.
Uh-huh. You have some more authority?
Yeah.
More? Wait. No. I'm looking at the gains. The benefits. Amen. Hallelujah. So, to move forward, yeah, comes with benefits. But it also comes with challenges. You see, that's why in moving forward, you cannot remain the same. You cannot be stagnant in your capacity. Because if you are stagnant, you will not be ready for the challenges. Just the fact that you move forward changes the scope of your challenges. Hallelujah. So let me come back to supplication. So we're talking about prayer supplication. In life, there are difficult situations that arise beyond your normal level of faith. Everybody has a level of faith. You can grow in your faith. You can increase in your level of faith. If you keep engaging, not just personal, but also with in general fellowship. There's personal fellowship with God. Your own prayer time, your own time with the Bible is personal. Yeah? But I tell you that there's a limit to what your personal fellowship with God can take you. Because it's not, you know why? You did not design it. It's Christ that designed this system. Amen? You did not design this system. Who designed it? It's Christ. He said, I will build my church. 1 Corinthians 12 tells us that we're all members of the body of Christ. Yeah? When you're not connected to the body of Christ, you lose something you cannot gain from whatever you do personal. Amen? Because it's designed like that. Amen? So there's something you gain in your personal fellowship with God, and there's something you gain in your fellowship with other believers in the church. If you are doing both, your faith will grow. Amen? And you can still handle more challenging things because you have a higher level of faith. However, we all, everybody, because you are living in the flesh, you will face circumstances that are beyond your normal level of faith. Amen. And I'll show you later today that even Jesus did. Jesus faced a circumstance that was beyond his normal level of faith. And so when I say this, you're like, what do you mean? I mean, I thought Jesus was a super sub champion. But remember, he lived in the flesh. Jesus lived in the flesh. He had to sleep. Just like you. In fact, he slept in the boat. So just it's the constraint is that you live in the flesh. So even when you have a higher level of faith, your flesh can be a limiting factor. One. Second limiting factor is the world. The world around you can put you in a difficult situation. You do everything right. They're just messing you up. Hello? You did everything right. Everything you ought to do, you did it right. You did at the right time. You were in the right place at the right time doing the right thing. Plus margin. You even gave them margin. But still, people will be what? People. Amen? And so people can create difficulty for you. Amen? And one thing about people is that your faith is not enough to command or manipulate the will of people. You see, this business of free will goes beyond you. Even God cannot manipulate free will as he likes. If God could manipulate people's will as he likes, everybody should go to heaven. Yeah? He should just dictate them all toward heaven by force. You know, there's enough room in heaven. But this business of free will, once God gives you free will, yeah? You do have some right to make decisions and then face consequences. Amen. You're only going to go to heaven by choice. You will never go to heaven by force. You will never go to heaven by family. It's by what? Choice. It's the choice you're making that determines whether you're going to heaven or not. So get busy making your choices. Amen. So, when it comes to the will of other people, you can't just use your faith to make them move. Yeah? I want the church to be filled to 200. That's what I want. I want this all filled. And one day, it will happen. I've seen it already in my spirit. It will become a reality one day. However, it was all left to me and my faith. I should just make it happen now. Yeah? Just say a word. Everybody wakes up and their bomb is burning them. They must go to church. Are you with me? But I can't do that just by willing it. Amen? Because they also have free will. But there's another way to do it. I'm just saying, it's not that simple prayer. It's not a transactional prayer. If everybody agreed that they want to be in church, yeah, all they need is a reminder. They've all agreed. They've all committed, signed up that. Sunday morning, yeah, 10 o'clock, we will be there. All you need is reminders. Once you remind me, I'm coming. That's easy. We've agreed. Faith is easy when there's agreement. That's what I'm talking about. If any two shall agree. When there's agreement, faith is easy. When there's no agreement, faith is difficult. You are praying something for someone that they don't want. Like, you will become a director and say, I don't want to be! You can't use my faith now. For that. Because there's no agreement. Even if we hold hands, if in our heart he's saying that he doesn't want to be, there's no what? Agreement. We're just holding hands. Amen. Yeah? Are you following? So now that situation is there. But the situation does not change the fact that for them to be in church is the right thing. Yeah? The fact that people are misbehaving does not change the fact that there's the right purpose to be achieved. Yeah? And as far as you are concerned, so long you know the right purpose, you can't just give up because other people are misbehaving. I'm talking about your own life. Whatever that interprets to. You can't just give up because there's inflation. Yeah? There's something you ought to achieve. You know you ought to achieve, but there's inflation. Economies are difficult. You can't give, economies are difficult, there's inflation. Does that mean I should not get a job? Amen? Even if 100 people will not get a job, I must get a job. Amen? I'm not part of the 99. Amen? Do you want to be part of the 99? Yeah. You see, why you cannot just follow just what's happening? It's difficult. We are all in this together. I'm not there with you. Amen. So what do you do? It's time for supplication. That is a different type of prayer. It's supplication. Supplication is when difficult needs or difficult circumstances arise. Stubborn. Have you found a stubborn person? Or a stubborn need? Yes. Yeah? You've thrown everything at it, but nothing is what? Working. You need to change gear. You understand? You need to change what? Gear. If you've thrown everything, it's not working, you need to change gear. You can't play the game just by the basic rules when difficult situations arise. Amen? And the good thing about it is that God has provided us a way to deal with this type of situations. That's what I'm trying to bring to your attention. So, if you want to write, you can write this. This is my definition. I'll send it by email also. It says, what is supplication? It's an intense, someone say intense. I see now it's intense. Prayer of faith is not intense, but supplication is intense. It's an intense appeal to the mercy and or justice of God. Supplication is an intense appeal to the mercy and or justice of God. Sometimes in supplication you are making an appeal to the mercy of God. Yeah? Because you're out of your depth. Amen? You've done everything you know how to do. Someone say, I'm the fixer. You put all your fixing techniques. It's not being fixed. Yeah? So say, there's no problem that money cannot solve. Now you've thrown all the money you have at it. Yeah? It's not solving. Yeah? You need what? What do you need? Mercy. Amen? You need mercy. And now it's time for supplication. On the other hand, you can also appeal to the justice of God. Let me explain that. So basically, someone is oppressing you. Yeah? And they are not letting go. They've made up their mind that it's either me or you. You understand? Someone is sitting over your promotion. So 10 years you have not been promoted. Yeah? It's time for what? To appeal to what? The justice of God. Because they've considered themselves as a principality. Now, please understand me. We're not saying that you're going to do this for every single problem. Your friend did not talk to you yesterday. Supplication. You know what to be that about church? Where you're trying to kill everybody. No. However, I want to understand that in life, there are people who stand against you that if you don't get them out of the way, they will bring your life down. They can sit on your destiny. 20 years. You can't just pray gentle prayer. You need to make supplication to the appeal to the justice of God. Let me now explain the principle there for you. Please understand me. This, I've told you that supplication is not a prayer you make every single time you pray. Otherwise, you even wear out. If everything in your life is so intense, you will burn out. Amen? You have to reserve it for where the need is. Someone says, oh, why do I need to appeal to the mercy of God or justice of God? Let me take a break now. I'll let you talk. Why do you need to make supplication? Okay, think about it here. God already knows the things that you need. Yeah? And God is a good God who wants to give you the things that you need. If someone is oppressing you for 10 years, doesn't God know? Why do you need to make supplication? Yeah? If you have a difficult need and you need a breakthrough, and you've thrown everything at this, you've used your faith, you've used prayer of agreement, your pastor has prayed for you, everything. Why do you need to make supplication? Can't God just be merciful without you appealing? Yes, any answers? Why do you need to appeal to the mercy or justice of God in prayer before God moves in an outstanding way for you over difficult circumstances or difficult needs? Yes, please pass the mic. I'm expecting a few answers. Let me see how you are thinking.
I just thought maybe by appealing, you're showing humility, and you're asking, you're going to God and you're giving him that problem, leaving it with him, with humility. So that's just my choice.
Like she has. Thank you for that answer. We come to that answer later. It's a good answer, by the way. Another one. Why do you need to make supplication at all? You are facing a difficult circumstance, a difficult need. Nothing is yielding. Why do you need to appeal? Why do you need to make supplication to God? Intense. Yes.
I think it shows the level of our faith.
Okay. Yes. The level of our faith in the sense that you won't just give up, capitulate, and just surrender. You know? No retreat, no surrender. It's still a demonstration of faith. Remember, but in this case, you are sure that what you are going for is righteous. You know, you can't just say no retreat, no surrender for something that is outside the will of God. You've read the Bible. She's like, this thing is inside, is part of the package. It's part of what pleases God. It's part of, you know, God's will for my life. As far as I know, I'm convinced that this is God's will for my life because nothing contradicts the word of God in this need. If there's something that contradicts the word of God, you ought to reassess and ask yourself, am I on the right path? There's no point burning all your energy on something that contradicts the word of God. See what I mean? You can't keep making supplication that God should give you another person's husband. Because you like him. You are outside the scope of what God does. Yeah? And if you stay long there, the devil will accommodate you. It means that you can still get it, but it wasn't God. Thank you. I just looked at, I see that time has gone. So I know we didn't start early, but let me try to finish within 10 minutes. Any other answer? Any other, and you want to say, like, thank you. Yes, sir. And then when you finish, pass on.
I think if it's an intense supplication sometimes, I just reminded of Jacob when he was in the tent and he wrestled with the angel of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't give up all night until then, when the angel then touched his hip, and then he obviously gave up, and then he said, "Before you go, bless me."
Yes.
And I just remembered that sometimes it's not that you wrestle with God, but you know, you just have to keep fighting. Mm-hmm. And the same thing with what Sister Frieda said about your faith.
Yeah.
Your faith comes to a place where you have to rise and you have to take authority and stand there.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, keep
stand your ground
and keep pushing for that thing, because something, God is with you and he's on your side, and even Jesus is interceding on your behalf to the Father. But you there might be something that you cannot see in the spiritual,
yeah,
that's not allowing that thing to open, or that barrier, yeah, to break. So you keep standing.
Yeah, until you need to take your stand.
Yeah.
You see, God is already taking it. God is already on your side, but you need to take your stand. Yeah. You are part of the warfare. Yeah. So you say, I'm part of the spiritual warfare. You are. Whether you like it or not, you can't resign. You can't check out. To check out is defeat. Amen? You are part of it. You have to stand your ground. And like the example you gave, you see, Jacob was facing a difficult situation. Yeah? His nemesis was catching up with him. What he had run away for 20 plus years. Yeah? 20 years. Yeah? He ran away from his brother. 20 years. Now he has no choice. Finally, he has been chased away. He has to come back home and face. Yeah? That, what he ran away from. Very difficult situation. It's beyond the scope of faith. Yeah? That's why he needs to stand his ground in the place of prayer. Yes, there's one more answer.
I think sometimes we are not worthy of what we're requesting for.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've done something wrong. We've sinned. So we're pleading for God's
excellent mercy. Excellent answer. Excellent. You know, sometimes we just have, particularly the modern day believer, some brand, not all brand, but some brand, particularly in the Pentecostal, yeah, you have this sense of entitlement. Yeah? I can treat God shabbily, but when I call, he was answer. Yeah? I can do what I like, but when I call, God must what? As if he doesn't answer, I'm checking out. I won't call to church next Sunday. And you forgot all your unfaithfulness. You forgot how you let him down. How you could not even just keep a simple deal. You mean? We forget. And sometimes that's one reason why our faith does not work. Because actually, we messed up. We let him down. Something was very important to God. It was depending on you for it, and you let him down. I say, but I can't let God down. No, you didn't let God down. You let somebody that God sent to you down. Or you let the church down. Or you let the pastor down. Or you let the person, God gave you somebody to mentor. You didn't have time for them. You still let them down there because you did not mentor them. They fell into sin. You let God down. Sometimes you may not even know you did it. You mean? That's why even when you don't know what's happening, you don't know the reason, still make supplication. Amen. It's not working, yeah? Or even that it's not working. Yeah? My prayer is not working. My life is upside down. You may not know the reason. Because not every time God will tell you what you did wrong, yeah? Or what you didn't do. Yeah? Go to him and cry out for what? For mercy. Amen. You cry out for his mercy. Yeah? And there are other ways also we do it wrong. Mean that you've not really let God down in the sense of an explicit disobedience, but there's something you ought to do. Yeah, you didn't do. Let me give you an example. Yeah. Imagine that you said, okay, you know, you need a job or you need a promotion to become the director. Okay. And they set an application time. And they put some conditions on how you prepare your documents. You did not prepare your documents according to the specification. He says it's not an outright sin. You just did not. You missed something. You submitted your application, but something was missing. Now, normally, if you go by the normal HR principles, they want to be very strict, particularly if there were many applicants. They would just, if something is missing, those are easy. You move those ones. We don't want to have a conversation. You don't even want to say, call them and say, oh, by the way, something means, no, just, they didn't meet specification. You understand? They're looking for somebody to sponsor, abroad or for a training, very competitive, They gave specification, you didn't pay attention, you missed something. That's enough in the natural, by normal human justice. Human justice. You know, when you talk about fairness, they ought to remove you. Amen? You know, imagine that before that time came, after submitting, you realize the problem. What are you going to do? Supplication! Especially, for example, you can make supplication to human beings too. You can make supplication to people. You call them. Say, you know, oh, I forgot. I actually have it. It's sitting under my pillow. I just forgot. They said, no, sorry, the deadline is over. We don't have time. We have to just go by our policy. We have a policy on this matter. So your solution with, sometimes your solution with people can succeed. Yeah? And before I tried it, you know, you miss application and you push, and then they make a way. They say, normally we don't do this for everybody, but in your case, we allow it. That's supplication too, at the human level. But sometimes your supplication at the human level is either not possible, or it's failed, or it's deadline. Then who are you going to do? You're going to go and cry out to God. Of course, if you have no faith at all in terms of you easily give up, that's the end, isn't it? Yeah? You didn't qualify, you've missed the deadline, they told you there's no way, and you give up, that's the end. But if it was important to you, you felt that thing is really important to you, this is what I prepared for all my life. You go and make something, you go and cry out to God. You cry, it's not simple prayer. It's cry. Amen. I've not taught this message in a conventional way, but I'm bringing it in a relatable way. You understand that this is the most intense type of prayer you will ever pray. And I have many examples I can show. I'll do a part two of this because I need to show you from the Bible the examples. I'll just show you only one today and we'll leave it there. But I'll show you later. I'll also show you the example of Jesus making supplication with cries and tears. It's in the Bible. Hebrews chapter 5. In the Garden of Gethsemane, his sweat was like blood. Amen. So let me, time is gone. Let me, 5 minutes to finish. So the reason why you have to make supplication is this. God is just. You agree with that? God is just. But at the same time, God is merciful. Anybody disagree that God is merciful? Is God merciful? And is God just? How do you balance it? If God gave you justice, you don't get mercy. Yeah? If God gave you mercy, he has bypassed justice in a way, isn't it? If God gave you justice all the time, no mercy. Agreed? But if God gave you mercy all the time, then there's no what? No justice. Every time they told you to meet a deadline, you procrastinate, you didn't meet it. You can't cry. God will give you mercy. So deadlines will lose meaning, isn't it? Amen. Are you seeing the problem? So, supplication helps you to move the dial between mercy and justice. It's an appeal. I don't know if you're following me. Yeah? God is a good God. He's a loving God. When you make supplication, you are fulfilling a principle to move the dial. Yeah? Between mercy and justice. And that's why supplication is not easy. So next time you will not take God for granted or take things for granted. But not all situations are your fault. Sometimes they are people's fault. Please remember that. At least half the time it's people, other people. Yeah? Supplication helps to move the dial. Yeah? From mercy to justice. Let me explain again. There are some times that what you need is justice. Yeah? There are some people that what they represent, or either some people or some organizations or some places that what they represent in your life is you can't breathe if they don't shift. Yeah? If you don't pray that God should ship them fast, you will not breathe for 20 years. Do you understand? So you have to pray. Once you realize that this is a different scope, you have to start praying and say, God, judge the wicked. It's in the Bible. Amen. One more thing is this. God is not quick to justice because he wants to show us. But you may find yourself in a situation where you need quick justice. Luke 18, she went to the judge and said, avenge me. Yeah? Avenge me now. Yeah? Because not getting justice may mean 10 years delay in your destiny. Are you with me? So, you have to make supplication and shift the dial towards a quicker justice. It's a law. Amen? So, I'll do a part two, because I just laid the foundation. I'm just trying to show that where the cause arise in your life, you need to spend time in prayer, crying out to God, either for his mercy or for his justice. It's not a simple transactional prayer. It's time intensive, time consuming, energy intensive, energy consuming. Tears intensive. Tears. Many times you cry to people. No. Begin to learn to cry to God. See, in publication, you cry like a baby. You won't say, I say, Lord, I'm a baby. I don't know anything. Just have mercy on me. Just have mercy on me. You cry day, you cry night. Some say, oh, when the result come. So can you talk about prayer that I say, I believe I receive? That's prayer of faith. You know, by the time you come to supplication, you've tried every other thing. It has not worked. So you're no longer going back there. You are staying there. There are different types of supplication. You can say every night. Between so time and so time, I'm going to just cry to God. You're only going to stop until you have a strong conviction or strong assurance that you have the answer. Let's start. Let's rise up. Let's stop it there. I hope that blessed you. We did part two. Yeah. I hope that something is flying to your mind about something, some difficulties that have arisen in your life. You can't just be talking about them only, or mourning about them, or being anxious about them. God has provided you a way to move his hand. Amen. Whether for mercy or for what? Justice. Or sometimes both. Sometimes it can be both. Yeah? And so what you want to pray and say, God, give me grace to make what? There's no qualification. You don't need to be a prophet to make what? Supplication. You see, supplication is the type of prayer that anybody, even an unbeliever can make what? Supplication. Because supplication is spiritual begging. An unbeliever can go to God and say, God, have mercy on me. And just be crying the day and night. And God will still give him. How much more you a believer? So you see, you don't need to be super spiritual, super giant. This type of prayer that is accessible to everybody. Yeah? Prayer of faith may not be accessible to everybody. It depends on your level of faith. But prayer of supplication, if you have time, you are humble, you are focused, you are determined. Yeah? You can cry. You are qualified. Yeah? You have a closet. Wherever your closet is. Your closet can be your room or your living room, wherever. That you can cry without anybody coming to disturb you. It's supplication. You can even make supplication on the street like Bartimaeus. He cried out! Who cares about any other person? Amen? Talk to God and say, God, give me grace. In all the issues that are disturbing my life, disturbing my home, disturbing my family, disturbing my work, disturbing my future, even past, children, it could be any dimension. There's no dimension that is excluded. That difficult circumstances have arisen. Sometimes it could even be, you know, it could be anything. Everything. Say, Lord, give me grace to make supplication. Not to be lazy. This is what you can do. With anybody can make supplication. Child, youth, at anybody can. If you can just focus and go and go in your clothes and cry out to God and stay there and keep crying day and night until there's a shift, the hand of God will move for you towards mercy or towards justice. So praise the Lord. I commit myself to make supplications regarding all the difficult situations that have arisen, either in my life or in the life of those I care for. Not to be lazy about it. Not to be complacent about it. Not to be moaning about it. Not to be indifferent. Not to be find someone to blame. In some case, you don't blame anybody. You cry out to the one that matters. No other person matters in that game. It's just you and God. God help me! I don't want to be a loser. I don't know about you, but I refuse to be a loser. And I've decided that the person that can help me most to win this battle of life is God himself. Help me, Lord. Lord, to learn to make supplication. Lord, until there's a breakthrough. Until there's a breakthrough. Until there's a shift. Until there's a change. Until there's a breakthrough. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen.